This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Work Week. Hope everyone had a splendid and gastronomic Deepavali. My name is Audrey Raj and you are listening to Resource Center. It is the final Tuesday of the month already, which means it's time for digital marketing updates with our friends from Open Minds Resources. I have with me in the studio today, flying solo, co-founder of Open Minds Resources, Daryl Tan. Hey, Daryl, what's up?
Solo. It's good
solo
to be here.
Yes. And how was your Deepavali?
It was all right, I guess. Good rest. A bit of a rest, a bit of a hectic weekend. And I just rested the day.
Okay, no mutton involved in there?
Maybe, yes, some. I won't, you know, divulge any other information of my gastronomic adventures.
All right, and what do we have on the show today?
All right, so it'll be very interesting today because last month we actually talked a lot about Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest. But this round, we will talk a bit more on Instagram. Now, I'm very excited about Instagram because it's one of the most engaged and interactive platforms right now. And for all those of you out there who are interested in e-commerce and, of course, shopping, year-end, we have two updates regarding shopping on social media. So stay tuned for that, right?
Okay. Yeah. So we're good. There's three parts to this bumper update on Instagram. Let's start with the first one.
Okay. So the first update is that Instagram actually launched a new ad creators account to provide tips and advice for influencers. So it's interesting how Instagram is trying their best right now to provide creators or content creators with more resources, information, know-hows to help them really populate Instagram. Because, I mean, all these social media platforms, if there's no content, it's just an empty shell. So if Instagram has also done, they actually previously dissolved their global community team, which posted similar updates and tips. So now they have this ad creators account, which is pretty fun because all you can see there, whether it's IGTV or content focused, they will help you create or show you examples of creations.
So will the content from this ad creator account be curated from pre-existing brands or is it from the people at Instagram themselves?
So from what we know is from Instagram itself. So it's an internal initiative to help our content creators to create more, basically.
Other than helping creators be more creative and to learn from the experts out there, you know, how is this valuable to brands?
So if you look at content creation, so it involves individuals, influencers, KOLs, and also brands, because again, brands are managed by people. They're also sometimes managed by micro-influencers and so on. This gives you a great inspiration, right? Into the new, the in and the outs of content, the trends and so on. It gives content creators to better understand how they can maximize their Instagram presence. It's very much valuable for brands as well, looking to improve their Instagram presence, because both from a content and creation perspective, the understanding of how influencers work or even influencer partnership, this gives you a bit of insights into it as well.
Okay, moving on to update number two.
Yes. So number two is Instagram has updated their stories camera with this new quote-unquote create mode to highlight creative options. So basically, it's a new, what you see is roughly a new outlook when you open your camera. It gives you a create mode for stories, right? Which will make the app's various stories tools, including GIFs, countdown stickers, and posts, easier to access and apply direct from the main function bar itself, right? So this is a very simple update. It basically helps creators again to have easy access, and those options currently are rolling out as we speak, right? We may not all have the same UX or UI right now, but soon they will roll out worldwide.
So it's not new features, but it's already the pre-existing features that they're bringing onto like the front, so it's easier to access.
Yeah, so you'll be able to find them, it'll be more accessible rather than tapping into and going through stickers and so on and so forth. It's just easier to access, and it also gives you a higher chance of you creating content just on the fly, you know, rather than you going in many layers.
Okay. And moving on to the final update on Instagram. Something about yes. Spark, right?
Correct. So this is also very interesting. This is one part of the e-commerce experience that we will experience soon. Instagram adds new Spark AR-powered experience to checkout. So basically, as you already hear the word AR, right, we know that there's augmented reality involved, right? So this, what happens is that Instagram has empowered or have integrated this AR powered experience to checkout, whereby you're able to look at certain products, right, and use the augmented reality to maybe apply it on yourself, like products like jewelry or clothes. You're able to apply it on yourself first. You're probably able to apply makeup on yourself as well, even watches or even sunglasses, right? And some of the brands that are on these pilot programs right now are like your famous MAC Cosmetics, NARS, and then you have Ray-Bans, for example, for shades. So these, you can see these products will always need an extra layer where it helps people to make a decision whether it looks good on yourself, whether the color actually suits your skin, right? So this really gives you an additional mile to say, yes, I'll purchase this product, right? Online shopping as far as it goes.
So, okay, I'm going to make an on-air confession now. So I have actually purchased many shades of lipstick right. thanks to Sephora's AR feature yes. on their app as well. Yes. So I can actually try on that shade Correct. Before I purchase it, right? But I understand with this, what I heard, the rumor is that you can actually post pictures of yourself using these, can you call them filters?
Somewhat like filters, but more AR driven, right? Mm. Again, all these are basically just another layer to put on top of your reality, right? So more AR driven, more augmented reality, whether you call it filters or whatnot. Because nowadays, even filters are very easy to create. Mm. A lot of people can create their own individual filters. And like you say, yes, it's true that you can have this augmented reality, you can record yourself and then you can post it as content.
Yeah, right? So that's where I guess it's actually added value, because if people can see you try yes. it on, and then, you know, just say you're trying on a pair of Ray-Bans and you post that, you know, before you buy it or after you buy
Correct.
It, you know, it's actually just giving more exposure for the brands.
Correct. For the brand itself and for yourself as a user, you're able to ask questions, polls or yes or no, you know, questions like that. And of course, to the brand, so much more exposure, and it's quite organic, these exposures. Mm. I like it because it's organic, it's not forceful, and it's very, you know, it's very natural. You know, do I look good in these shades, for example? So it really helps the ability of consumers to interact with products, at the same time for products to interact or rather give that layer of experience to their potential customers.
Okay, so besides, you know, it just giving brands an additional option for discoverability, how else is this going to help brands out there?
I think if you look on the bigger scale, right, e-commerce, if you look at e-commerce as a whole, and right now that you can already have your catalog and your products posted on Instagram, everything becomes one whole big ecosystem, right? So if brands are on this platform right now, from purchasing ease, even pre-purchase, making that consideration to buy and adding on this filter on top of that, adding on this AR experience on top of that, I think it really pushes a more holistic approach to e-commerce, whereby you're able to try things on not even being there, and it opens the borders even more. You know, the problem we used to always talk about e-commerce is that you're not able to feel, touch, or see, or smell. Of course, many technologies nowadays are trying to overcome that. But I think AR, as part of this element, really helps brands position themselves, whereby it adds an extra layer of helping people to make a decision whether they want to buy, whether you want to close the gap between consideration and also conversion for the brands.
All right, that was a big one from Instagram. But it is now time for a break. When we come back, we discuss how filters are helping brands manage communities and live stream shopping online. We've moved from TV to our timeline. Digital marketing updates on Resource Center. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.